Welcome to Under Construction, YSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. This year marks the 50-year anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act, which outlawed race and sex discrimination in employment and public facilities. And a lot of people are asking, what has changed? Jesse O. Gooding of Jefferson Township has the long view. In the 60s, he organized protests against racism in local businesses and worked with the Congress of Racial Equality. Later, he headed the NAACP here for nearly 20 years. He met Martin Luther King Jr. three times back in the day and tried to help calm the rioting after King was shot in 1968. He says he originally moved to Dayton from a small town in Louisiana.
I was trying to get away from the racism in the South and not realizing I was going to run into the same racism in the North that I was in the South, only a little less severe than it was in the South. So as a result of that, I began to fight and been fighting ever since.
Were you surprised when you got to the Dayton area and saw that things weren't as different as you had thought?
Yeah, I was quite surprised because when I came to Dayton, it wasn't a single place you could eat downtown. Oh, I take it about one place you could eat downtown. White folks ate on one level. Black folks, you know, another level. The movies was discriminatory. They had certain places for blacks to sit in the movie, and some of them wouldn't allow blacks to come in the movie. Some was right here in the city of Dayton when I came here in 1947. It was Dayton was almost as discriminatory as it was down south.
And how have you seen Dayton change since then?
Dayton has changed tremendously as far as where we were. We haven't achieved the total goal, but just to think of there was any school superintendents past one or two principals in the whole city of Dayton. But now we have superintendents of Afro-Americans, which we didn't have back then. And even the police department, we have had a chief of police in Dayton and Jefferson Township. Back then, that was unheard of. There are blacks that have moved up in the industry, like General Motors. At the time when we first started, there was mostly just janitors or people who cleaned the machines out.
The issue of employment continues to be an area of deep inequality. The black unemployment rate nationally tends to run around double the white unemployment rate. What do you think that's about, and how can that change?
Well, nothing going to change without some agitation. So you have to, through voting and through attacking with the system, whatever it might be. That's how we got to change, and the method of getting opportunity hasn't changed. If you don't have some kind of threat to the system, it will return back to the old used to be.
That's Jesse O. Gooding, age 87, who, among other things, led a group from Dayton to Washington for MLK's I Have a Dream speech over 50 years ago. And this is Under Construction, YSO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.